Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Exodus 20:5-6. In the deliverance of the law, God declares his jealousy about service to him. God alone must be honored without a divided loyalty. As the children of God came into the land of Canaan, they were to serve only God. They were not to divide that allegiance between any other gods. The land into which they would be brought was a land of idolatry where many gods were served and glorified. These gods were to be torn down and abolished by God's people. They were to serve the Lord God with their whole heart. The church of God in the city of Corinth was informed, "For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him." 1 Corinthians 8:5-6. The gospel of Jesus Christ is to convert the heart from the devotion to idolatry to the Lord God, the creator of all things and the sustainer of all things. When the gospel was preached to the Thessalonians, they turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. 1 Thessalonians 1:9. Another biblical writer told his readers, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." 1 John 5:21. The farewell address of Joshua reminded Israel of the jealousy of God. "Ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins." Joshua 24:18. This would be true if we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Joshua 24:16. There can be no divided loyalty in the life of a follower of God today. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6:24. The truth that had been stated so long ago by God on the mountain is now again taught by Jesus on a mountain. God is jealous, and God alone must be our Lord. When Jesus was being accused by the Pharisees of casting out a devil by the power of the devil, he taught the jealousy of God. "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." Matthew 12:30. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.